Watch, Piles of Bricks Showing Up in Downtown Dallas During Protest. By Bob Price and Lana Shadwick on May 31, 2020. Protest observers in Dallas saw multiple piles of bricks in areas where there is no reported construction. One of those locations is said to be near the Dallas County Courthouse. The Dallas Chief of Police reported nearly being hit by a thrown brick during a protest. The Dallas protest was a lot of things, National Urban League Young Professionals Communications Chairman Ruben Leal posted on Facebook on Saturday. But I was very disappointed to see this random stack of bricks in front of the courthouse. Hashtag setup. A person in the video says there is no construction going on anywhere in the immediate area of the brick pile. There ain't no damn construction around here, the voice said. You're just gonna set a pallet of bricks right there. It is not currently known who placed the bricks in this location or why. Twitter user JustM, at Mfalosk, reported another random pile of bricks located on the outskirts of the downtown area. Pick of bricks in Dallas was at Routh Street and Howell. Hashtag Dallas protests hashtag Dallas riots pic.twitter.com/het7xkd0a. JustM, *, at Mfalosk, May 31, 2020. A woman claiming on Twitter to be a Dallas 911 dispatcher tweeted that once it got dark outside, people started throwing bricks and rocks at officers and deputies. So I'm a 911 dispatcher in Dallas. This protest was peaceful until it got dark outside and people started throwing bricks and rocks at the officers and deputies. And then DPD deployed the tear gas. Protesters initiated the violence this time. Hashtag Dallas protest. Riley Luhu, at Smiley underscore the Riley, May 30, 2020. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall told a reporter Friday night that she was nearly struck by thrown bricks during a protest, CBS DFW reported. Everything was peaceful, Chief Hall told the reporter. Then, all of a sudden, bricks started hailing, in. Hitting our squad cars, hitting our officers, and then I nearly got hit with a brick. She said she was standing near the protest to ensure things remain peaceful and then bricks were thrown in her direction. So once they are under attack from bricks and bottles of water, here comes the disruption, the chief explained. We are an organization that constantly upholds peaceful protest, but we will not be the target. We will not be the target. Dallas Police Department Special Operations Sergeant Keith Samet tweeted a photo showing a police horse he said was hit in the head with a brick. The photo shows the horse bleeding from the injury. Protesters here in Dallas threw bricks at the mounted patrol, harming at least one horse's head. pic.twitter.com/a99edu8qr. Sergeant Keith Samet, at d.d.8122, May 30, 2020. Bricks became used as potentially lethal weapons in other cities across the country. One Twitter user posted that multiple piles of pre-stacked bricks were found outside businesses in San Francisco. Another reported seeing people breaking bricks down into throwable sizes. It's odd, I was observing Chicago's riots all day. First they were throwing water bottles and somehow suddenly people around me were breaking bricks down to throwable sizes. I bailed. Wondered Woman, at Jasmine underscore Jules, May 31, 2020. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, another pile of bricks were seen with no construction in the area. Some random ass bricks, bro, the videographer said, ain't no construction. It's odd, I was observing Chicago's riots all day. First they were throwing water bottles and somehow suddenly people around me were breaking bricks down to throwable sizes. I bailed. Wondered Woman, at Jasmine underscore Jules, May 31, 2020. In Raleigh, North Carolina, a progressive newspaper news editor for At Indy Week was devastated that bricks were thrown through her window while he was inside Saturday night. I'm devastated. We are a progressive newspaper. Last night I was inside when the first brick was thrown. Hashtag RaleighPic.twitter.com/MJVP6. Leah House, at Leet House, May 31, 2020. In Manhattan, at News NTD reporter Kevin R. Hogan tweeted a video showing protesters breaking into a construction cache in a roadway to pilfer bricks. Yo, we got bricks. We got bricks. The rioters can be heard shouting as they tear down the barricades. Yo, we got bricks. We got bricks. Hashtag rioters in Manhattan chanced upon a cache in the street equipped with bricks and a shovel at 10:01 p.m. on 2nd Avenue between St. Mark's PL and 7th Street pic.twitter.com/deep7vhdeel. Kevin R. Hogan, at krhogan_ntd, May 31, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and family court associate judge in Texas. Shadwick can be reached at lana@lanashadwick.com.